Now a decree went forth from Augustus Caesar that all the world should be taxed.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, dang if this thing doesn't work better at that.
God chose precisely this moment for the birth of his son.
On his hands.
Protect the travelers from robbers who hid along the roads.
Two pigeons.
In order to show that he approved of government.
And he reached his hand around behind his back where his hat was hanging, and he opened the hat and showed Whiffle the chick.
They journeyed in this way until they reached the gates of the city.
Two pigeons in the hat.
There are those who say that a Christian ought not to be a king or a magistrate because Christ refused to be a king. Proof.
Just to show I don't know my own strength.
Nonsense.
Yes,
big nonsense.
And Whiffle the chick said,
and Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple.
They're lovely pigeons to look at, and their eyes are full of lessons to learn.
Christ was not a king.
Maybe you will tell me why you have their feet wrapped in bandages.
They visited their friends.
Hospital liniment bandages full of hospital liniment smells.
Because he was a minister. I'm a minister, and I'm not a magistrate.
Why do you put soft mittens on the feet of these pigeons so lovely to look at?
Each man has his own calling.
And he answered, they came back yesterday, came back home.
And they showed Jesus all of the interesting sights in the city.
Limping on their feet.
We're not to imitate Christ literally.
The toes turned in so far they nearly turned backwards.
In that case, we should all have to be unmarried. We should all have to go barefoot.
When they put their bleeding feet in my hands, one by one, each one, it was like each one was writing his name in my hand with red ink.
They stayed for 7 days.
Whiffle asked, did you know?
But all of this is perfect nonsense.
Were they ever coming?
In going home, they joined the same group of people.
Hi, Mother.
Oh, hi, dear.
Now, at the time of that census,
every day the last 6 days, I get a telegram.
When it was sundown of the first day's travel,
what you making, hey?
Everyone had to go.
Yum. Oh, Daddy O'Brien, get your fingers out of my eyes in this minute.
Joseph returned from the head of the caravan.
6 telegrams from 6 pigeons.
To his own home.
How many times have I told you to hang up your coat and put your books in your room and your coat?
Mary?
Joseph, how are you?
I'm weary tonight.
Working nice. Licks on the bone?
In order to be enrolled and for good.
Yes, to come home.
And for that reason, Joseph had to leave Nazareth and go back to Bethlehem. Because he had come from Bethlehem, he was a very poor man. He had not been able to find any work as a carpenter in Bethlehem.
And ever since they come home, they are telling me.
We have come a great distance.
Oh, Betty, you're impossible. When?
And for that reason, he had gone to Nazareth.
They come because they love Hatrack the horse.
Joseph, Jesus is not with you.
Growing up.
When am I going to finish, you mean?
And now?
And the yellow climbing roses.
No.
I thought surely he was. I have not seen him since we were in the city.
Nor have I.
Then he...
Behold the evidence of old age descending on your darling daughter, Mrs. O'Brien.
He had to go back to his own home.
Climbing over the 6 crooked ladders.
Then he is not with the caravan.
We must go back to Jerusalem.
Oh, Joseph, if anything has happened
come,
to him...
Come, Mary. We will find him.
Watch it closely now. Mm-hmm. An inch, 2 inches, it's crept halfway to the elbow before your very eyes.
But Mary did not have to go, and I'm amazed that he took her at a time like that.
Your father just bought you that coat a year ago, and it was too big then.
For 3 long days they looked for Jesus.
And Whiffle asked,
I would have supposed that he would have made some arrangement for her to stay in Nazareth until he got back.
Let's see, I don't suppose we can let that sleeve down anymore.
No. They asked along the way back to the city.
Well, you're just not going to buy me another new one.
They asked among their friends in Jerusalem,
did you name your pigeons with names?
But no one had seen him.
These 3, the Sandy and Golden Brown,
we can see very well,
all named themselves by where they came from.
Mary and Joseph were frantic.
Yet you know so little.
How poor he must have been.
This is Chickamauga.
Here. I'm sorry, Nice.
Then, hopelessly, they climbed the steps of the temple.
Miss Chattanooga.
Surely, if he could have afforded it, he would have engaged.
Rico, really.
Up there, just inside.
Oh, Joseph, look, there he is, there with the priest.
He's talking to them.
My son, we are bound.
What were you going to tell me?
Oh, someone to look after her.
And this is Chattahoochee.
Why have you done this to us?
Oh, nothing much, honey. It's just that...
And if Mary and Joseph had been esteemed, surely some neighbor would have offered to take her in.
And the other 3 all got their names from me when I was feeling high and easy.
We have looked for you for 3 days.
Jesus held his mother close to him and comforted her.
Well, with all these changes, you can see.
But no one did.
This is Blue Mist.
Then he said to Mary and Joseph,
you're taller, your breasts beginning to grow and so on.
And thus we see.
There are other changes going on inside of you.
How is it that you have sought me?
Here is Bubbles.
But they were the lowliest of the low.
Inside of me?
Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
Last of all,
Mary did not want to cause any trouble.
What kind of changes, Mother?
But they did not understand his words.
Take a look at Wednesday evening in the twilight and the glow.
She said nothing.
Well, do you remember my telling you when you were little how babies grow inside their mothers?
They went back to Nazareth together.
Do you always call a Wednesday evening in the twilight and the gloaming?
And started out upon the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was obedient.
Well, from now on, through your teens...
The artists always portray her riding on a donkey, but the Gospels say nothing about a donkey.
The wonderful machinery inside your body that will hold and nourish a baby when you're grown up.
Not when I am making coffee for breakfast.
And I imagine that you walk.
If God calls you to the married state.
In the 15th year of the reign of
Tiberius Caesar.
If I am making coffee for breakfast, then I just call her Wednesday evening.
Mary, who might have called upon the angels to provide her with a golden chariot.
That machinery will begin to develop.
When Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod Antipas, tetrarch of Galilee,
didn't you tie the mittens on her feet extra special nice?
And wheels studded with jewels.
Really, Mom?
John the Baptist came out of the desert, teaching his gospel of penance?
Yes.
Trudged her weight.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well...
And baptized.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
She is an extra special nice pixie.
Over the hill.
To begin with...
In midwinter.
She cries for pity when she wants pity.
Then Jesus came to John to...
And she shuts her eyes when she doesn't want to look at you.
To be baptized.
Every woman has two small organs within her body called ovaries.
And Joseph said...
And if you look deep in her eyes when her eyes are open...
It is I who should be baptized by you, Master.
Now, each month, one of them produces a tiny egg, or ovum, as the doctors call it.
It will be all right.
You will see lights there.
Why do you come to see me?
Is that the egg the baby grows from?
We'll soon be among relatives, and they will take care of her.
The one you told me about when I was little?
That's right.
Let it be so.
That's right, dear.
A fine idea that was.
Exactly like the lights on the pastures and the meadows.
Now,
when the mist is drifting...
Her pangs came upon her as they approached the outskirts of Bethlehem.
You see...
Obediently, John poured the water of baptism upon the Son of God.
God knew that when he did will to create a new little soul inside the mother...
And Joseph turned aside to find room for her.
On a Wednesday evening,
the heavens opened.
The tiny body would have to be nourished so it would develop from a little egg to a full-grown baby.
In the end.
Just between the twilight and the gloaming.
The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in
Well, so wonderfully has God designed our bodies that...
In the form of a dove.
A week ago yesterday, they all went away, and they won't tell why they went away.
But there was no room for her in the inn.
Each month...
A great voice came from heaven. This is...
Somebody clicked their wings, cut off their flying feathers so they couldn't fly, and they won't tell why.
No room? Of course there was. There was all the room in the inn, but nobody would give up a room.
The ovaries produces an egg.
This is my beloved son.
They were 600 miles from home, but they won't tell me how they counted the 600 miles.
Shame on your wretched Bethlehem. You ought to have been burned with brimstone.
100 miles a day they walked, 600 miles in a week.
In whom I am well pleased.
And they sent a telegram to me every day.
And don't you in this congregation think that you would have been any better?
Blood is accumulated in the lining of the uterus or womb.
Christ now began his public life.
Where you carry your baby, isn't it?
Yes.
I can just hear you saying...
One writing a telegram one day, and another writing a telegram the next day.
And the first of his miracles he worked at Cana of Galilee when...
All the time walking 100 miles a day with their toes turned in like pigeon toes turned in.
When he changed the water into wine.
Do you wonder?
Oh, if we had been there.
Mercy. Now, when a woman is married, the seed from the father, which I told you about, is planted inside the mother's egg.
You have to take care of the baby Jesus.
They needed bandages.
The crowds followed him.
And this egg...
We would have washed his linen. Yes, you would. You say that because you know who he grew up to be.
Hospital liniment bandages on their feet.
And listen to his teaching.
Fastens itself to the wall of the uterus.
But if you'd been there, you wouldn't have done any better than they did. And if you think you would, why don't you do it to your neighbor?
And soft mittens.
Jesus selected 12 men from among his followers to continue his work.
That is what the blood is for, to nourish the tiny body until it is ready to be born.
Whom you have in your midst.
You wonder?
To build his church.
Oh. I'm sure Joseph went to the inn.
Oh, said Whittle the chick.
He named them
his
apostles.
This went you?
Tried to get someone to help.
One for every day.
Peter and Andrew, James and John.
For the sixth day, and while they are walking 600 miles on their pigeon toes, show.
But we do not read that anyone came.
So Hatrack the horse got the 6 telegrams.
Matthew and Thomas.
That's wonderful, isn't it, Mary?
And there were all of the guests.
And does that happen every month?
James, son of Alphaeus.
The reading on the telegrams was like this.
Carousing.
Even before a girl is married?
That's right, honey.
From Simon. Jude.
First.
The bro.
Feet are as good as wings if you have to.
And no one realized.